Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. You almost made the last hour.
Yeah. Whoa. What happened? A train?
There's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Train stop Scooby today? What happened?
No, I've got.
Ooh, that's
stuff.
A bird.
Thought that was my microphone. Sorry.
No, you know if it was a bird, it wouldn't make a sound around her.
No, it made a sound. That's why it went. I thought it was
last a... breath. That was the last breath.
All right. We'll start off the mixed bag here, Leroy. So, Miami Heat. Going into the offseason, but one guy who apparently has a lot of work to do in the eyes of Udonis Haslem is Luka Doncic. It was UD on Luka after stinking up the joint and getting his ass kicked by Boston.
Right now, to this point, everything has come easily to Luka. We see him averaging 30, and we see him almost doing a triple-double. He's leading his team in the playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. Mm-hmm. He's the only person to ever do that in the playoffs, to lead the whole playoffs in rebounds, assists, and scoring. So we're witnessing greatness, and he's not in his best shape. He has to be challenged. Nobody has challenged Luka yet off the basketball court, working on his championship habits. This is where Jason Kidd comes into play. This is where that championship habit that Jason Kidd has, playing the Olympics, these are the things that Luka needs to work on, not the basketball things that most 25-year-old guys need to go in the gym and lock themselves in the gym. Luka needs to lock himself outside the gym and work on his habits and his skill set.
One could argue that, though, as soon as they took his beer away, he wasn't playing as good.
That was a meme all over the internet.
I mean, once they took his beer away, Luka was sad he don't play as good.
Hey, wouldn't it be something if he would have took that beer and put a Muscle Milk in his hand?
Should have told that to Michael Finley anyways.
Listen, can I just say this? Like, the problem with sports right now, right? They did this. They went over this yesterday. And I don't look at the age of the guys that finally started winning championships. And now we see guys coming into the league that are so good so early that we eliminate some of the steps. Like, we think, oh, he's this good, he should be there now.
Yeah, it's like what they did with Anthony. Like, they were ready to make Anthony Edwards Michael Jordan.
Exactly. There's and even the great ones have gone through trials and tribulations trying to get there. Jordan didn't win until he was 26. How old was LeBron? 26.
I think he was 26.
Right. D-Wade was 25 years old.
D-Wade was 24.
Well, yeah. It happens. Right? I'm not like, but for the most part.
Does feel like it's overlooked, though, a little bit, doesn't it not?
Right. But here's the problem. We overlook it because how good he is, and we exclude the steps. We exclude some of the growing up you have to do playing the sport. I don't care how good you are. Like, before age 26, we didn't call Michael Jordan the greatest. You see what I'm saying? We called him a really good basketball player with no chip.
Speaking of, by the way, I don't know what's going on in this whole Euros right now, Leroy, the soccer tournament that's going on. But today, it was Serbia versus Slovenia. And apparently, late equalizer for Serbia against Slovenia. You want to know who hit the equalizer? The guy's name?
Who?
Luka Jovic, dude. Now, that's a tandem I want.
Right.
Also, I think Goran Dragic is there. I saw him on his Instagram. He had to be so pissed. Because that dude takes his soccer seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Isn't that who got Jimmy into it?
I don't know. I think so. They used to, Jimmy had I remember the first year in the locker room, Jimmy was wearing a Slovenian national jersey.
Yeah.
From their soccer club. So he might have had a piece of it. I'm not sure. But, then Jimmy became friends with Neymar. He didn't need Goran anymore.
Right. So, yeah. So I get everybody wanting to get on Luka, and UD's 100% right. But you also didn't hear UD say, he should already be there, right? He's like, Luka is ahead of in some aspects of his game. as far as the actual basketball stuff.
Yeah.
Now he's got to learn how to be a consummate pro and all the other stuff, taking care of your body, getting your body ready, and things of that nature.
So another part of the mixed bag, Leroy. So Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, and he said that a lot of owners, Leroy, are starting to make some noise about having a max contract for quarterbacks because the numbers are getting too out of hand. Like Joe Burrow is accounting for 25% of the Bengals cap, and that owners are looking at this and saying, hey, it's getting too crazy. We got to change something here with the quarterback contracts that are going out there. You feel like this is going to be something that pans out. Now, apparently a lot of owners are also bucking against this because, well, they've already paid their quarterbacks. So if you're
no
shot this happens.
You know why? Because for the same reason why a running back can't make any money, you ain't saying, oh, that guy's career is shorter. He should be getting paid more.
Yeah.
Right? Why you only want to limit one way? So, no, it is what it is. The market is the market. Ain't that right, Tua?
That's the words. And Tua is right, by the way. You know, like, right. Tua didn't get more wrong after he said that, and he saw Trevor Lawrence get the deal that he did.
Who has the shortest career in football, in sports? The running back.
Yeah, dude.
Couldn't they be getting paid more because they play less?
Yep.
And no owner has stepped up and said, you know what? We should pay these guys more. They don't play as long. Has anybody said that?
Or you could just help yourself and like not pay Daniel Jones $40 million. Just be
here. As long as there's franchises, there's going to be stupid.
There's going to be bad decisions.
That's stupid things. And those are the guys that say we paying them too much. No, you are paying your guy too much because he ain't worth it.
This is why I can't stand this, because this is when like things come out in leagues and then you can't even understand the rules anymore. Like this whole second apron thing that the NBA has got to deal with. It's like, why do you have to put more trap doors to punish teams to make sure it's extra bad if you make a bad decision? I don't understand this. Who lets these things get through?
Here's the great thing about the NBA. Keep in mind, if an owner wants a championship bad enough, he don't give a rat's ass about the salary cap. Because Golden State, Miami, they blew right through that thing when they were on their run.
I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, though. Like, if you know, you can think giving a max contract can be a good thing. But here's the thing, what happens when you put a max contract, then everybody expects a max contract. And then it's like one of these things.
Guys that don't.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, you got to max out Justin Fields. And it's like, what? What did we just do?
Because he's one of 32.
Sorry. Give it to me. Huh? Did you see Le'Veon Bell ripping Justin Fields yesterday?
Why?
There were some videos of him throwing routes, and Le'Veon Bell just basically went, woof, pretty late on those.
Well, I mean, like, it's June.
Yeah, but he was throwing against nobody.
It's still, like, okay. Well, maybe he got to work on some things. Like, what? You understand, you're filming practice. It's called practice for a reason. So you can work on your skill. So do you expect every practice to be perfect? I love the way we watched practice. These reporters and everybody go to practice and say, oh, he had a rough one. Yes, so he can get ready for the game.
Counterpoint, though. It's not a reporter. It's a Steelers great talking about the Steelers quarterback. Well,
he should know better.
Wouldn't that be concerning? Like if you went and said, Tua, woof. Like I would be concerned. No. You know what you're seeing?
No. You know why? Because it's June. He is getting ready for the season. I don't understand. Like, I remember a coach telling me one time in Baltimore. I went up there, flew up there to see him because he was they had just gotten the staff together. And he say, oh, I want to work you out. I'm like, it's March. Oh, don't worry. Just want to see where you at. I say, I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Nowhere. So we go out and work out. I go to do half of it. Like, he working me out like I would in July or June. So I stopped. Like, what? I'm not embarrassing myself out here with you. And so he said, you need to be in better shape. I said, not in March. It's March.
Le'Veon Bell also tweeted out this morning, wake and bake, Duh.
So that's the guy you listening to. See?
Yeah, that's the guy you listening to. That dude's a dope anyway.
Woof. Them throws are terrible. Go back to sleep, take a nap, and then you.
Are you doing that?
And then now he got us on. He got us on our show, and then he goes, "Ooh, wake and bake." Do you like?
No.
Anything?
It's not wake and bake. It's wake and bake. Duh.
Oh, that's the reasons why you fell for it?
No, that's what he put. Like, it's the most obvious thing. That's how he's doing. He's going about his day.
All right.
I'm sorry, Le'Veon. He does not accept your football analysis of Justin Fields.
No, it's dude. Look, I realize there's nothing to do right now. Okay, to all your people out there, I realize there's nothing to do. Okay, and y'all want any tidbit of football information that you can get, right? But in practice, if a guy doesn't have a good day, that's the point.
Dade South says
you practice to get better.
Dade South makes a great point. In a spring training game, you made fun of Curtis Granderson for stepping on his glove.
No, I didn't make him for being a bad baseball player. I made him look crazy for doing something ridiculous. That was ridiculous. So if Justin Fields was running or went to throw and stepped on his shoelace and fell on his face, okay, I'm all in. Granderson playing baseball forever, went to catch a fly ball, and stepped on his glove and fell on his face. How is that not fun?
I mean, you're making fun of I feel like in that case, you're not really making fun of his talent. You're making fun of him.
No.
He's looking a little old.
Exactly.
A little long in the tooth.
I'm making fun of the act, not of the talent. But it's like, holy smokes, dude. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
How do players get better?
Wake and bake, duh.
See what I deal with? Dude, see what I deal with? See, it is.
Duh, it's easy.
And John Michaels, here's the amazing thing. Right? He only gets little bits and pieces of your ass. You like this all the time. And everybody wonder why I'm so mad at Toby. I say, because y'all only getting a little piece of it.
Take it up with your German neighbor, dude.
Again, I was mad at him at 9 o'clock. An hour before the show.
Won't hear me out.